interject at this point with a short discourse on the relevance of 13th century Italian literature. Contemporary relevance of 13th century Italian literature. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Nick Revel.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Christmas is coming, as we know. It's the season of goodwill, so I've got 3 minutes now to offer some helpful suggestions for presents and make a convincing argument in the favour of terrorism. Now, when Dante walks through hell in the Divine Comedy, he discovers that sinners are all punished according to the principle of contrapasso, a suffering that in some way befits their sin. For example, the lustful, to reflect their lack of self-control, are constantly being buffeted and blown by a fierce gale. That's gale, G-A-L-E, obviously, not G-A-I-L, or else it wouldn't be a punishment at all. But good, thank you. It looks better written down. The apathetic are forced to chase round and round and round behind a flag for eternity as payback for their lack of commitment in their previous lives. And the swindlers and doers of dodgy financial deals are thrown into boiling pitch and then jabbed by devils with pitchforks whenever they break the surface. I'm not quite clear of the exact correlation there between the crime and the punishment, but you know, if you knew that was happening to bankers forever, it would put a spring in your step, wouldn't it? So the basic thing is that. And that's the great thing about being able to believe in hell, you know, knowing people would one day get their just desserts. But nowadays, we have to do it ourselves. Which brings me to George Osborne, Chancellor of the Exchequer. Not many of us, to be honest, really understand the complexities of the economic crisis we're in. I disagree with his policies, but if ever I was in a one-on-one debate with George Osborne, he'd probably trounce me. But I would use this counter-argument, which I'm pretty sure would win the crowd. George, despite your superior debating skills and grasp of detail, I maintain that your policies are clearly wrong, not only on economic grounds, but also because you always have on your face a perpetual, irritating look of smug, arrogant, self-satisfied entitlement. And I put it to the floor that this country would be much happier and better off if I removed that smug look by repeatedly smashing you in the face with a coal shovel. Thank you. Point is proved here. Not the sharp bit, obviously, that would be brutal, but the back of the shovel, you get that nice sort of bong sound, or you could dub it on for the video if you didn't get, like the Three Stooges, you know, artistic detail. That's where you win public opinion. Like, if Al-Qaeda gave away a 3 gallon of petrol to every driver in the wake of a terrorist outrage, they'd soon be hoovering up the white van man vote and pushing UKIP into fourth place in every fucking election. So what I'm saying is, it's all down to the details. Sharp edge of shovel, brutal, violent, unacceptable, repellent. Back of shovel gets a nice sound going, boom! Not terror, slapstick, Punch and Judy. Where's the Chancellor? There's the Chancellor! Boom! Oh, there's the Chancellor! Boom, boom, boom! So, and you'd carry on until the expression was completely erased from his face and then make sure he had to be taken to a national health hospital to be treated. Just so he could be in it all together and understand what's really going on now. George Osborne, picture it. First step, 15 hours in A&E, sitting next to a junkie with a beer glass in his head who keeps trying to piss in his pocket and says he can see dragons, and holding his face in a hanky, just a big morass of blood and bone and flesh and remorse, perchance. Until finally he gets it all stitched back together by a one-armed seamstress from a Primark factory in Bangladesh who smells of smoke and the agency hired because they're cheaper now than proper fucking nurses. Not so fucking self-satisfied now. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a YouTube sensation just waiting to happen.
Yes!
So my point is, if you haven't bought all your presents this year, please get everyone you know a coal shovel. Just on the off chance that someday one of them might run into George Osborne. Now, I know, I want to make this clear. If anyone's listening on the podcast who works in law enforcement, I want to say that, yes, technically I am encouraging terrorism, but only in fun, as a rhetorical conceit. On the other hand, if you did want to arrest me, we'd all be delighted on the show because it would get the show loads of publicity. So please do go ahead. Yes, I am calling on the country to smash the Chancellor's head in with a shovel, and I am not afraid of the consequences. My name is Alistair Barry. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel. Ah.